Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap from Financial Services Online. Our first story is a big announcement from CHU, Australia's premier strata insurance underwriting agency. On Tuesday, the company announced a significant enhancement in insurance capacity for larger developments. They're now proudly able to offer coverages up to $690 million. A considerable rise from the previous limit of $300 million. This forward-thinking step is a response to the surge in larger and more intricate strata developments. CHU's growing capacity not only provides robust choice and flexibility to its customers, but also enables more significant involvement in co-insurance. One noteworthy introduction is a feature offering indicative pricing to support brokers in swiftly obtaining preliminary premium estimates. This progress greatly benefits strata property owners and managers, promising them comprehensive protection for both residential and commercial developments on the rise. Next, we turn our gaze towards the Australian construction insurance market, which has seen a surprising downward trend in premiums this year. A report by Marsh reveals that an influx of competition amongst insurers has resulted in premium reductions ranging from 5% to 15% in the first half of the year. This shift marks a reversal from the increasing trend witnessed in 2024. However, with great benefits come great responsibilities. Despite lower premiums, underwriters maintain rigorous standards, particularly for higher risk accounts. Constructing firms can leverage this advantageous market. But remember, maintaining comprehensive risk management strategies is key for long-term triumph. Now, onto some important healthcare sector updates. Recently enforced insurance regulation revisions in Australia have led to some significant changes for healthcare professionals. With a focus on enhancing patient safety and offering optimum liability coverage, these modifications mandate higher coverage limits for professional indemnity insurance, reflecting the escalating costs of malpractice claims. Furthermore, demonstrating the alignment of insurance with technological advancement, the scope of coverage now includes telehealth services. However, keeping up with these changes is crucial to avoid fines or even license suspensions. Our advice to healthcare practitioners? Be proactive. Review your policies, consult your insurance providers, and keep up to date with industry resources. Speaking of the healthcare sector, higher malpractice claims are shaping insurance costs for professionals. A more litigation-ready environment and growing patient awareness contribute to this trend, which in turn is spurring a revision of risk assessments and a higher premium arena. But fear not, experts suggest several mitigating strategies. For instance, continued professional development and adopting steadfast risk management protocols can minimize errors and resultant claims. Additionally, joining group insurance plans through professional associations can mollify these growing expenses, offering better rates than individual schemes. And that wraps up our daily update. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, home of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management solutions. Visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay ahead. Thank you and have a pleasant day.